This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Little theme music for you.
I like it. I like it. That works.
See, Brady and I, you know, we go back to where, you know, Alice Cooper was like a thing.
He still is. He still is, Noah.
Oh, I know. I saw him in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania here about 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Still a showman.
Hey, school's out for summer, right?
How about, well, not for you yet.
No, not for us.
Not from what I understand.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, back to business then. Oh, let's go through the chorus.
All right,
now you can go.
You know, Dave does look a little bit like Alice Cooper, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you figure that? Is it the mascara? Yeah.
If you just play it, just
real
quick.
He does.
Yeah. All right. That's a good start to Wednesday's info.
No. Not what he just said.
I don't know.
The music, Dave. The music.
I'm going with the music.
It's about the music.
It's about the music. Okay, I can accept that.
Well, any listeners have some comments on that. Dave looking like...
No, seriously, we don't need that either.
785-537-1350 is the number to call on that. Welcome, everybody, to a very Brady edition of In Focus so far this morning. Brady Bowman with you here with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. We're hoping that USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams can join us. He got caught up in some traffic, I understand.
Well, maybe. I know that coming south on 77, where you turn to go on Seth Child, traffic's backed up because of them re-blacktopping that. And so you can't go on Seth Child and you can't come south. You've got to wait a while. And I know I got caught, so I assume Cliff did.
Truly is summer in Manhattan.
It is.
Well, a lot of things to talk about, and hopefully, again, Cliff Williams will be able to join us. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, K-State Police Chief Ronnie Grice and Lieutenant Brad Millington will also be joining us. But, Brady, school's out, and you're wearing a shirt and all ready to enjoy some fun today. Tell us about that.
Well, school's out for, I think, about everybody but our district and the Manhattan district. And we go through 1 o'clock tomorrow, and I think Manhattan's out around 11 or 12 tomorrow. So anyway, we're about done. But this afternoon, we have our annual elementary field day.
And that's why you're wearing a shirt. I was just thinking about that. I want to clarify. It's not that he comes here shirtless ever. You always wear a shirt when you're on the program.
Most of the time.
But this is a special shirt.
It is. It's our McCormick Elementary Field Day shirts. It's more a T-shirt. Dave did tell me that there is a dress code here with collared shirts, so I'm probably underdressed today. But anyway, it'll be a fun afternoon for us.
And looks like we do have a caller coming in. We'll see if he's going to come through or not. But again, anybody has any questions or comments, 785-537-1350. And this field day, kind of what's some of the activities and what can we expect?
Well, we have it. Our elementary's in Olsburg, and we bring them over to Randolph, where the high school is. We have start out with an elementary talent show and kind of an awards assembly, and then we move out onto our track, and they have all kinds of things like long jump, ball throw, running events, different things like that they'll do. So it'll be a fun afternoon.
And sounds like a good way to kind of cap the year off.
It is. So, and then tomorrow it's just a half a day. And so the kids really look forward to it. We really have good kids, and they're fun to watch and be around for this. And so it'll be, and it looks like the weather will be non-rainy this afternoon. So that'll be good and kind of a semi-cool hot day, so it'll be a fun afternoon.
And have you already had commencement?
We did. We had graduation last Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then actually, Brady, we had our 8th grade promotion last night. We had a middle school awards program, and followed by our 8th grade promotion, and so our 8th graders are done. I know I went Monday evening. I have a granddaughter at Riley County that had her promotion Monday night over there. So it's kind of that time of year. I think most schools still do an eighth grade promotion. And, you know, back when my dad was in school and so on, a lot of kids didn't go on after eighth grade. They went to work or they went, you know, work on the farm, that type of thing. And so it's a tradition. I think it still is carrying over from probably the, you know, 40s, 50s. But most people still do it.
Obviously, for the students, that the mindset right now is probably no more teachers, I just messed that phrase up. I had it right during the break. No more classes, no more books, no more teachers, there are these looks.
There you go.
That's the way it's supposed to
go. There you go.
That's their mindset, probably most likely for you and your staff and faculty, teachers. What's the mindset for you guys when it comes to this time of year?
Well, to be real honest, I don't know who's more excited, the students or the staff that school's about over. But you know, education's kind of very unique in itself in that, you know, I don't know of another profession that you kind of come to a complete end and then you come to a complete start over, you know, a few months later. And education is that way. And, you know, every year they come out with what the top five most stressful professions are. And educators is always in the top five. And I think most people can appreciate, you know, teachers being around whatever age of children they are for the time period they are. And it is a stressful profession, and I think by this time of year, most educators are ready for some time off to themselves, or a lot of them, you know, have other jobs in the summer they do, vacations, whatever they have planned. But and then they're, you know, most of them are raring to go come August then.
All right. You know, we're just getting started here on this edition of In Focus, and let's go ahead and get our first break out of the way this morning here with USD 384 Superintendent Brady Burton. We'll be back with more right here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker.